Hi, Journal. It's Bobby again. I know it's been a while, but I'm finally calm enough to write about what happened. I went from being a little nervous after seeing the first spirit, to being really worried after seeing the second, to feeling miserable after seeing what the third spirit had to show me. What I saw from the third spirit tore me apart. I didn't want to lose my best friend, and based on what I saw, staying there wasn't going to change things with the divorce either. Once I was taken home and the third spirit left, I lost it. I'd been crying so loudly that my dad rushed in. I begged and pleaded with him, telling him that it was important for me to get back home, and that it had to be before Christmas or I was going to lose the person I missed the most. To my surprise, it seemed as though my dad had been expecting this to happen eventually, and that very morning he had worked with Trevor's father to get the flight that would get us back home. That gave me an almost immediate sense of relief. I was going back to Huntington. A few days later, the day of the divorce came, but I got the shock of a lifetime when, after seeing me lose it in the courtroom, my mother stepped in, calling the whole thing off. She said that no matter where we were, and no matter where she was, she would still stay married to my dad and be his wife. She said we'd still be a family. We'd still be in Ohana. Even the judge that day had a pleased look on his face when Mom destroyed the divorce papers right then and there. I was further surprised to see that even though it wouldn't be on Christmas Day, everyone had planned for us to have Christmas together. I was given several really nice gifts even though I had nothing to give in return. The best gift of all, though, was the content looks on Mom and Dad's faces when they opened their gifts from each other and showed that there was nothing inside them, saying that neither needed gifts because they already got what they wanted. The day of our flight home came and, well, I'll admit I was actually a bit sad to have to leave her, but we've kept in contact almost every day since. And she didn't get sick either. It was the first time in a long time where she was able to actually spend Christmas Day celebrating rather than being in bed most of the time. I was really happy to hear that. Oh, and I actually bought Dipper that new hat. I wanted to make sure he got that from me. He seemed really thankful for it, too. This went from being the worst Christmas in the world to the best Christmas ever.
Bobby, are you ready? We need to get to Dipper's house for dinner.
Coming, Dad!
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I know a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was headed for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.